Good morning. Welcome to worship with West End United Methodist Church. We are so glad that you're here this morning. My name is Erin Racine, and I'm the pastor of Congregational Care and Hospitality here at West End. Whether you're joining us online or you're here in the sanctuary, whether this is your first time with us or you've been here your entire life, we are glad that you are with us this morning. For those of you here in the sanctuary, there are registration pads at the end of each pew. I would invite you to take that and fill it out and pass it down to your neighbor. We want to know everyone who's here this morning. If you're joining us online, you can register your attendance at westendumc.org/attendance. And now let us prepare our hearts and minds to worship the risen Christ this morning.
Please rise in body or in spirit and join with me in the Easter proclamation. Christ is risen.
Christ is risen indeed.
Thank you.
And all God's people said, Amen. Amen. We have been released from tombs of pain and doubt, fear and death.
We are Easter people, and hallelujah is our song.
We are emerging into the wonder of faith with hope in our hearts. Jesus calls to us by name, inviting us into forgiveness and freedom.
We are Easter people, and hallelujah is our soul.
Let us worship our risen Lord with gratitude and joy.
For we are Easter people, and hallelujah is our soul.
Let us now come to the mercy seat, bringing both our celebrations and Easter joy, and also our wounded hearts and our anguish. Let us lay our burdens before God that we may arise in wholeness and joy to follow Christ. So now let us join in our Easter collect and then confess our sins. God of glory, you have made us Easter people through the resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ. As our alleluias rise with joy, grant that we might faithfully proclaim the good news, share in Christ's redeeming work, and cultivate hope and peace by the power of your Holy Spirit. Amen. And now, O God, we offer you our individual confessions in silence. Hear the good news, the very good news on this Easter morning. Christ died for us while we were yet sinners, and that proves God's love toward us. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Glory to God. Amen. As a forgiven and reconciled people, let us exchange signs of reconciliation and love. For those worshiping with us online this morning, you may do that by sharing those greetings with people that are worshiping with you, or you may share them in the chat. And for all of you gathered here in this beautiful crowd this morning, we invite you to share these signs of peace and love in whatever way is most comfortable for you. The peace of Christ be with you.
Thank you. Please join me in the prayer for illumination. O risen Christ, open us to the power of your resurrection as we hear it proclaimed anew this day, that we too might rise to new life in you. Amen. Please rise as you are able for the reading of the gospel. Today's lesson comes from the book of Luke, chapter 24, starting at the first verse. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they came to the tomb, taking the spices that they had prepared. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stopped beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground, but the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners, be crucified, and on the third day rise again." Then they remembered his words, and returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with them who told this to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the linen clothes by themselves. Then he went home, amazed at what had happened. Great is the mystery of the gospel. Thanks be to God.
May be seated. For those of you who worship here most Sundays, you may be thinking, what in the world is she doing in the pulpit? I usually preach from down there, but I didn't want to stand in the way of all of these beautiful floral arrangements. And by standing here, I get a better look at all of your beautiful faces. This is as full as our sanctuary has been in over 2 years. Thanks be to God that we can gather here this morning to celebrate the resurrection together. And welcome to all of you who are with us for the very first time. It is glorious to see your faces and glorious to be with you who are joining us over live stream. With all of the wonderful music and all of the faces that we see, I'm aware that our celebration of Easter in this moment is pretty different from the first moments of the first Easter, when the announcement that Jesus had been raised from the dead was a whisper at dawn. We hear the story from Luke's perspective this morning, from his gospel, and he invites us to come alongside this group of women who have made their way to the tomb at the first signs of dawn on Easter morning. Before we join them there, I want us to back up a little bit and retrace their steps to find out who these women are and what they've been through on the way to the tomb. The first time we meet these particular women is way back in the 8th chapter of Luke, at the beginning of the story, the beginning of Jesus' ministry in Galilee. Luke tells us that Mary Magdalene, Joanna, and he names a few other women were a group of women who were all healed by Jesus in some way, and then they joined as his followers, and they provided for Jesus and the other disciples out of their resources. So they were disciples, and they had traveled with Jesus all through Galilee. They had been with him on the journey to Jerusalem. They were likely there as the crowds waved their palms and shouted their hosannas. And we know they were there because Luke tells us they were there as Jesus was nailed to the cross. They stood by and bore witness as people mocked him and spat upon him. They saw him breathe his last breath. And they were there, Luke tells us again, as Joseph of Arimathea took Jesus' lifeless body and placed it in a tomb. They made note of that tomb. And then they went back to where they were staying. And they did what they could. They pulled together some spices and some ointments and prepared to get ready for preparing Jesus' body for burial. But then the sun went down and the Sabbath began. And they were faithful Jews and they obeyed the Sabbath laws, and so they had to sit and do nothing for 24 hours. Can you imagine what they were feeling in those 24 hours on that Saturday of Easter weekend? How helpless and hopeless they must have felt. Their Lord and Savior, their beloved friend and teacher, was dead. This powerful movement that they had been part of was over. It looked from their eyes like hate had defeated love, that empire had won the day, that death was the final word, and they could do nothing about it. They had to sit there in their helplessness and hopelessness and wait. I imagine they stayed up all night and waited until the very first inkling of dawn, when the Sabbath was over, so that they could get to the tomb and express their love for Jesus in the only way they knew how, preparing his body for burial. Before we join them in that moment, I want us to consider how we might be like them. I know how at times I have felt like them. Across these 2 years of pandemic, when we have had to sit and wait for the vaccine to come out, or sit and wait for the latest wave to pass, feeling so helpless and hopeless, just waiting and not being able to do anything. Over these past few weeks, as we've watched the news develop in Ukraine, I don't know about you, but I see what is happening there and I feel so helpless. I want to do something. But there's only so much that I can do or that you can do. Or maybe you faced a situation in your own life, in your family, the loss of a loved one, loss of a job, the breakup of a relationship, whatever it might be, and you feel like there's nothing more you can do. And so we sit in darkness, helpless and hopeless. But think about this. At the exact same time that those women were sitting in the dark feeling hopeless and helpless, at the exact same time God was raising Jesus from the dead. Nobody saw it. Nobody knew it was happening. They didn't learn about it until they went to the tomb and found it empty, but it was already accomplished. And my friends, that is one of the pieces of Easter hope that I find in this account of the resurrection. Whether we know it or not, in those times when we think that we can't find God, that there is no hope, to believe that God is already at work, that love has already overcome hate, that death does not have the final word, that the empire will crumble. And we don't have to make it happen. It is God who makes it happen. It is God's power and love that raises Jesus from the dead. So we join the women as the news begins to dawn on them. They arrive at the tomb to find it empty, and at first they're perplexed. I mean, what sense could you make of that? His dead body was laid in a tomb, and now it's not there? And then suddenly, two figures in dazzling clothes, Luke doesn't call them angels, but I think they're angels, they appear to the women and say, "Why are you looking for the living among the dead? He's not here. He has been raised." Luke doesn't tell us that the women immediately believed. The men in the dazzling clothes had to tell them, "Remember, he told you that this is what would happen, that he was going to be killed and then on the third day rise again." And so that memory must have begun to dawn on them because they started running to see the other disciples who were gathered. They believed enough, though they might not have understood it, but they believed enough to go and tell. And then nobody believed them. Luke tells us that the other disciples, the 11 and all the others, thought it was leros. Now that is Greek, the word from which we get delirious. They thought they were crazy. This is hooey. This is nonsense. There's no way. They could not begin to wrap their brains around it. And maybe the women couldn't yet either. And even as the rest of the chapter unfolds and Jesus appears to the two companions on the road to Emmaus and then appears himself, the risen Christ, among all of his disciples, Luke tells us that they were joyful even still in their disbelieving. They had a hard time understanding it and believing it. And so do we. But again, the Easter good news is that that doesn't matter. It has happened anyway. God has already raised Jesus from the dead. The victory is won. Death does not have the final word. Love wins. Empires crumble. And so, my friends, these women at the tomb invite us to respond to the resurrection proclaimed at Easter. In a two-part way, maybe it's two sides of the same coin. On the one hand, we're invited to recognize that God saves the world and we don't have to, that God has already accomplished the victory of love. It's not up to us, and we can trust in God's power even when we can't see it, even when we feel like we're sitting in darkness. It has already been accomplished. The other side of the coin is God has already saved the world. Jesus has been raised from the dead. Love has the final victory. And so therefore now, we must go to work. We must do our part. We must go and tell. We must be like these women who just showed up with what they had, their little jars of ointment. We too must show up in the world with who we are and what we have and trust that the power of resurrection will take our showing up and take our little gifts and use them to bring the kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. The This is the good news of Easter, my friends. Let us go and sing and live our hallelujahs. Amen.
Easter people, let us rise in body or in spirit and join in together in the Apostles' Creed, our affirmation of faith this morning. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Please be seated. As we come to our prayer time this morning, I invite you to lift up both your silent and your spoken prayers. If you would like to share them with the pastoral team to pray throughout the week, you can follow the link on our website under Contact Us. Or if you're here in the sanctuary, you can fill out a gray card located in the pew racks in front of you and place those in the offering plates as they're passed down the rows in a few moments. This morning, our prayers are with Alice Sanford and her family, who are mourning the death of her mother, Lucy Rebecca Sparkman McCown Abernathy, who passed away on April the 7th in Giles County, Tennessee, at the age of 102. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. This morning, we also extend our sympathy to the family and friends of West End member Walt Johnson. Walt is survived by his wife, Julia Johnson, and their children, Maggie Johnson and Turner Johnson. A visitation will be held here at West End on Friday, April 22nd, from 4 to 7 p.m., and a celebration of life will take place here in the sanctuary on Saturday, April 23rd at 11 a.m., with visitation beginning at 9:30 a.m. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. God of the empty tomb, on this day of joy and celebration, we give you thanks for the beauty of your creation, for the miracle of second chances and new beginnings, for the hope of renewal and transformation. We give you thanks for Christians all over the world and throughout the centuries who have faithfully shared the good news through their words and their actions. But most of all, O God, we give you thanks for your great love for us in Jesus Christ, declaring once and for all that death does not have the final word, that love wins. Even as we celebrate this morning, we recognize that there are those who are suffering and hurting this day. May your grace surround them, may your love uphold them, and may your peace prevail in their hearts. Grant them your healing, O great Redeemer, that they too might bear witness to your renewing power in their lives. We pray for hurting places throughout our world, where there is war and violence, where there is poverty and hunger, where there is sickness and disease. May your Spirit be present, bringing transformation and new life. O God, help us all to be bearers of your good news, not just in the words that we speak, but in the very pattern of our lives. Like the women at the tomb, may we be surprised by your power, amazed by your grace, and may we share the good news with all the world. We ask all of this in the holy name of Jesus, the one who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Friends, on this day of joy and celebration, we respond to God's great love and grace through the giving of our tithes and offerings. Those of you worshiping with us online are invited to give via the options listed on the screen. And here in the sanctuary, ushers will be passing offering plates down the rows. May we give as we are able this morning, knowing that the God of resurrection will turn all that we offer into gifts that will transform the world.
Thank you.
this world is become the kingdom of our Lord. And to that we sing hallelujah. And with that good news in our hearts, we go out into this world to sing and shout and share the love of God with all. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. Amen.